Hey bro, I gotta come clean. Let me tell you, I know it's part of bro code that we talk about every time we get our dicks wet and every time we fuck, but I've been keeping a secret from you, bro. The truth is, I don't know how to tell you this, but I've been fucking your dad. And man, it wasn't intentional or anything. It's I didn't even particularly want to. I don't really find your dad attractive, but the thing is, remember your birthday party? That's when it all started. While you were opening up your presents, I was opening up the door to your dad's bedroom, and we had just everybody in there, just naked and fucking your dad. Bro, it's insane that you didn't even hear or didn't even know. Your dad's a fucking whore, man. He just fucking takes cocks. Every single guy that you know, every man in the neighborhood, every boy in the neighborhood, every frat bro, everybody on the basketball team, everybody on the baseball team, everybody on the volleyball team, man, they've all fucked your dad. I didn't even really want to fuck your dad, man. He cornered me in the bathroom with that big fat ass of his, and he just started backing it up on me, and I said, whoa, sir, what are you doing? And he pulled down his pants and just pulled down my pants and just slid it in, man. He's just a fucking bottom, a fucking cock slut. And I'm only telling you this because we're going to get married. His hole is just amazing. I've never had anything like it. But bro, when I tell you your dad is a fucking hole, that's how I fucking view him. I look at him and I just see his fucking asshole. It's just it's puffy, it's loose, it's always dripping with cum. I don't know how he manages to do that. But every time I fuck him, he's already got some other guy's load inside him. It's fucking insane, man. Your dad's a freak, not just sexually, he's a total fucking freak, but he's a freak of nature. I remember one time, you left your place and and within a few minutes, your dad's ass was on my face. He's got just the fucking tastiest, puffiest man cunt. And in fact, that's how he proposed to me. I was eating out his big daddy hole, and I stuck my tongue in and I pulled it out, and there was a wedding ring, and he asked me to marry him, and I just said yes. That ass is just, it's just too good, man. It's just too fucking good. I'm not even ready to get married, but the second I think of that ass, all I can do is say yes, right? And he's told me he proposes to basically any fucking bro with a huge cock. All of your fucking friends have been proposed to by your fucking dad. He wants to give you a stepdad, man. And I'm not the stepdad. I'm the dad who stepped up, that type of shit. But I'm glad I can open up to you about this, bro. I know we're pretty much the same age, but I'm your fucking dad now, and you have to deal with that. And your dad is he's a fucking male nympho. He's a satyr, It's I'm just letting you know, if you're gonna live in your dad's house, if you're gonna live in my house, you gotta be comfortable with me fucking your dad all the fucking time. And he's honestly too scared to bring this up with you. So since we're bros, I feel I'm comfortable enough to bring it up, but you got to stay out of our way. This man is extremely horny. I don't know if it's a problem, but, he needs it all the time. He's just an insatiable power bottom. Your fucking dad is, I want to take care of his needs. I think he gets hornier with age. We've been doing this for the past 4 years, and we've gone from doing it every week to, 2-3 times a day to, I think yesterday was 8 times a day. Yeah. I shot 8 loads inside of him. And to be honest, he needs way more than me. I can't satisfy his hole. And so I'm just letting you know, bro, when I marry your dad, all of the bros are gonna get a shot at fucking pounding it, at the wedding. I'm not gonna wait. Your dad, he needs to be slutted out, and I'm the man to do it. I'm the man for the job. And I get there's the age difference. I totally get that. But don't worry, I'm not going to take advantage of your dad. I'm going to charge. I will charge $35 per John that wants to use his hole. We gotta make sure that he gets compensated, you know, like, so come February, he's going to quit his job and he's just going to be a whole full time. And that includes, like, you know, I've already got a chatterbait set up for him. You know, this is going to be a really great thing for your dad. He needs to be slutted out. And, you know, he's already getting really comfortable with it. I think, like, last week I had him walking around all in leather on all fours at the mall. You know, everybody just kind of fucking freaked out about that. But, like, he was having an amazing time. You know, you only live once. Your dad's old and he's only getting older. I think, like, you know, me helping him live the life that he actually wants to live is, it's going to be beneficial for you. It's going to be beneficial for him. And most of all, it's going to be beneficial for me. Like, I get to fucking have my fucking dick in those sweet cheeks all the fucking time. Like, your fucking dad, like, as old as he is, like, he takes care of himself. Like, let me be honest. Like, he fucking, like, his muscles, his musculature. It's just like, he's the perfect fuck buddy. Like, he can go for hours. Like, I'm so sorry if this is inappropriate, bro, but, like, it's fucking bro code. Let me tell you, like, the second that my fucking, like, hands grip those fucking sweet cheeks and I fucking, like, thrust inside him and, like, oh man, like, the way that he, like, he has this, like, muscle or, like, sphincter inside his hole where it just, like, tightens up on my dick just so perfectly. Like, your dad has been, like, he's been fucking like this for his entire life. Like, fuck. Like, I've never been with a man whose hole is just, like, hardwired to his cock. It's insane, really. Like, I, you know, the second I, like, press my penis on his fucking prostate, man, oh man, he fucking squirts out all over the place. It's just like fucking, like, it's like a fucking button. Like, the second I press on it, he just fucking squirts out his load. Like, you know all those stains in the couch in the living room? That's all him, buddy. Like, that's all your fucking dad, like, his tiny fucking little fucking dick just squirting all over the place when I fucking, like, when I fucking give him back shots, bro. Like, fuck, man. Oh, and, like, speaking of back shots, bro, like, I've been talking with your dad, and, you know, I think it's a wise decision if we pull you out of college, and when, you know, we just use your tuition money for, like, you know, our lifestyle. Like, bro, I know you want a degree, but I really want to go to Maui, right? Like, I really want to go, and, you know, to have your dad there dressed in, like, the finest, like, assless lingerie or, like, assless chaps while, like, you know, like, throwing back a shot of whiskey while throwing back that ass on my fucking jock cock. Like, bro, you gotta say it. Like, it, your college tuition is not worth that much. Your education is not worth, you know, the amount of joy that it would give me to have my fucking, you know, boy boner in your fucking dad's hole, you know? And, like, you know, if you want to go back to school, like, bro, let's be fucking for real, you weren't even taking it that seriously. If you want to go to school, like, just do what your dad does. You know, your dad is, like, he's my little cam slut, right? And so, like, if you want, you could just, you know, start your own chatterbait, you know, put your ad on Craigslist just like your dad, and, you know, then you can just, like, both be, like, total fucking sluts. I think that would be hot. I think it would be a great way to bond. If, like, I'm fucking your dad and some, like, random guy is fucking you and we're both in the same house, like, I'll turn your house into a whorehouse, man. You know, it's like, you just, like, think, bro, like, you really need to open up your mind about these things. Like, it's fucking, like, 2024. We need to have some fucking changes, you know, like, everybody has a different lifestyle that they can lead now. And your dad, he just wants to be my fucking whore, you know? And I just want you to, like, really just accept and embrace that, you know, we've been bros our entire life, and now, you know, we're taking this to the next step. I'm gonna be your dad.